This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The voters of New Hampshire have given Massachusetts Senator John Kerry a decisive win in the nation's first primary. Kerry collected 39% of the vote, completing the comeback that began with his surprise finish in Iowa last week. Former Vermont Governor Howard Dean, who had held a huge lead in New Hampshire less than a month ago, finished 13 points behind Kerry with 26%. But Dean was still far ahead of retired General Wesley Clark and North Carolina Senator John Edwards, who finished with 13 and 12% of the vote, respectively. Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman, who moved his family to New Hampshire to campaign full-time, placed fifth with just 9%. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports that New Hampshire has given the Democrats a clear front-runner going into next week's round of primaries and caucuses.
Kerry won easily over Howard Dean in New Hampshire. After falling way behind Dean in the polls earlier this winter, he beat him by double digits. Exit polls show Kerry had broad support across a wide spectrum of New Hampshire voters. He had high favorability ratings, and he won among young voters, seniors, union households, and people who said defeating George W. Bush was their most important goal. The New Hampshire victory gives Kerry a big head of steam as he heads into the next round of primaries.
I love New Hampshire.
We love you.
And I love Iowa, too. And I hope with your help to have the blessings and the opportunity to love a lot of other states in the days to come.
Every Democrat has an argument about why he is the best candidate to beat President Bush. Kerry's is based on his foreign policy experience and his record as a decorated Vietnam veteran. Last night, Kerry was surrounded by vets, an implicit challenge to a Republican president who plans to run on national security.
In the hardest moments of the past month, I depended on the same band of brothers that I depended on some 30 years ago. We're a little older, and a little grayer. But I'll tell you this, we still know how to fight for our country.
It was a disappointing night for Howard Dean. The former Vermont governor once had a tremendous lead in New Hampshire, but he saw it evaporate after his poor showing in Iowa and his raucous speech on caucus night. Last night, he was subdued, his sleeves rolled down and his suit jacket on, but he wasn't conceding anything.
The people of New Hampshire have allowed our campaign to regain its momentum, and I am very grateful. For those of you who believe that America needs real change, and someone in the White House who's really delivered change, we're all together in this. Stand with us to the very end, which is January 20th, 2005.
The Dean campaign had hoped to finish within single digits of Kerry, but it fell short with 26%. Andy Stern, the president of the Service Workers Union that threw all of its organizing strength behind Dean, said although lots of New Hampshire voters were thrilled with Dean's passion, he couldn't convince enough of them that he could be what they wanted, a winner.
You know, what's clear is people are so anxious to beat George Bush. They're voting with their heads, you know, and not necessarily their hearts. And I think that's an issue that Howard Dean's going to have to deal with.
Although many states in the next round of primaries may not be as hospitable to Dean's union-backed campaign, Stern said Michigan, Washington, Wisconsin, and New Mexico are places where Dean could prevail.
Close only counts in horseshoes, not politics. And I think Howard Dean, like all the other candidates, you know, need to win something. John Kerry has two wins under his belt. But clearly, it's not about coming in second and third. It's about being a winner, and I think Howard Dean needs to become to win some states if he's going to continue on in this race.
John Edwards also fell short of his goal, which was to place a strong third. Instead, he received about 12% of the vote, several hundred votes behind Wesley Clark. But Edwards has been relentlessly optimistic and positive during this campaign, and that's how he approached the results last night.
And here in New Hampshire, 10 days ago, we were 20 points behind General Clark, and look at what we've done. This momentum, and now And now we're going to take this energy and momentum that we saw in Iowa, this extraordinary energy and momentum that we have seen in New Hampshire, and we're going to take it right through February 3rd. And we're going to see great victories on February 3rd.
Edwards will now concentrate on South Carolina, the state where he was born, and where, according to spokesperson Jennifer Palmieri, he will be on much friendlier turf.
We have always said that he has to win South Carolina, and we are not naive that we do think that Senator Kerry, coming off of two big wins, will be a formidable opponent down there, as well as General Clark, who has spent a lot of time campaigning in South Carolina. So he's ready for a tough battle down there, but it is his home state, but moreover, it's a state of people that he connects with, people who he understands, and that we think that he can do really well in.
Wesley Clark was also claiming big momentum from his showing here, even though he had hoped to finish among the leaders. Clark pointed out that he got into the race only 4 months ago.
4 months later, we came into New Hampshire as one of the elite eight. Tonight, we leave New Hampshire as one of the final four.
Joe Lieberman finished fifth with just 9% of the vote, a frustrating result for a candidate who decided to gamble everything here, renting an apartment so he could campaign full time. But last night, Lieberman went ahead and described the results as nothing short of terrific.
This morning, the national newspaper put four of the candidates on their front page, not me. But today, the people of New Hampshire put me in the ring, and that's where we're going to stay.
New Hampshire voters came out in record numbers. More than 208,000 people voted in the Democratic primary. It's an indication of how motivated Democrats are this year to replace George Bush. Outside the Ward 9 polling place at Blessed Sacrament Hall in Manchester, voters explained their decisions. Sandra Paradise voted for Kerry because he was from neighboring Massachusetts, but also because after Iowa, he looked like a winner.
I watched the Iowa caucus, and when he did so well, we thought that, you know, that's good. And he's got a little bit of everything. With being a senator, with being the wartime background, that helps out, I think.
Bruce and Shannon Riley had their own reasons for picking Kerry.
Because he's a good man, and he stands by his principles.
And he reminds me of Abe Lincoln Beardless. Honest, straightforward, and I think he's the man.
There you go.
Howard Dean had a committed core of voters in New Hampshire. Not enough to win, but enough to help him climb back from his slump here after he finished third in Iowa. High school teacher Bill Demers was with Dean from the start.
He just seems guy I've liked all along. I like the crazy outburst that he gave. I thought that showed some enthusiasm, some fire in his heart.
From here, all the candidates head south and west to the seven states that hold primaries or caucuses next week. It will be a very different kind of campaign, flying from state to state and competing with television ads instead of chili feeds and pancake breakfasts and the kind of intense one-on-one contact with voters that New Hampshire requires. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Manchester.